Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It is Four Ends the Foodie.
And we are back with another episode. We are.
We're both just so tired, I think.
My thumb really hurts. I don't know why.
Do you do something in the gym?
No, I think it's because of how I hold my phone.
Yeah,
I feel like we're just going to get arthritis, low-key.
Probably. That's what I don't even care, especially. Man. I don't even care.
What's a girl to do?
Literally, stick a fork in me, I'm done anyways. No, but today we are covering Bitcoin.
We and are indeed. This just came out.
Yeah, and it was actually a recommendation from one of our listeners.
Shout out, you sis.
She messaged us. Her name is Benice I. She messaged us on Instagram and asked if we could cover this podcast and this episode. And of course, we obliged, as we always do. And guys, it's just a testament to the fact that if you reach out to us, if you ask us to cover a documentary, if something really interests you and you want to hear what we have to say,
we're still very accessible, guys. Yeah, we manage the show, we manage the socials. We haven't blown
that much.
We do everything. Yeah. So, like, literally, when you DM us, you're chatting to us.
Yeah.
And we listen. So, and we learn.
Please do send us recommendations, because you know what? It's just fun to see you guys' comments, and I guess if our comments align with your thoughts, and yeah. So, I say all this to say, let us get into today's episode. So, I find Bitcoin really boring. I don't really understand it. And
what, Bitcoin as in the actual cryptocurrency,
I think Bitcoin is one of the many
cryptocurrencies.
I don't get it. I find it really boring. I don't understand it. To me, as far as I'm concerned, it's fake money, it's a scam.
But that's the same with real money, it's all a scam, innit?
Yeah, but at least real money, you can physically hold it. But yeah, exactly. This, I don't understand it.
Didn't understand it then, don't understand it even after this.
Yeah, but I think what I enjoyed about this documentary is I think it was actually less about actual thing and more about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was more about the characters at play, which is great. And it was also very Netflix and beautifully shot and edited. Yeah. I was I love.
It's kind of like, and I wrote it here, Miami Vice meets Mob Wives meets Wolf of Wall Street, but meets Saved by the Bell. If Saved by the Bell was shot in today's, whatever, that is the best way to describe the imagery, visuals, everything. It's very
Miami Vice, especially
yeah.
And then the Mob Wives, 100%, is giving Big Ange at times.
Yep.
Well done. That was great.
Thank you. I do try. So the documentary opens up with us in New York Times, the office, and we meet Nathaniel Popper, and he is investigating Bitcoin. So he's kind of cryptocurrency in 2017, and he's kind of ahead of the curve because nobody's really talking about it. People think bit weird at work for being so into this. And I remember it must have been around the same time, I was dating this guy that was really into crypto, and I kept thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was adamant that he was going to be a millionaire, and I was like, this sounds dodgy as fuck. Until today he's not, so I guess I was right. But yeah,
did you see that tweet about how the rich dad poor dad guy is in debt?
Yeah, I sent it to our friend,
he shall not be named.
Yeah, and he came back telling me, he just likes to say that for attention, that it's not really. I was like, bro, shut the fuck up.
It's giving daddy.
Literally, it's giving bro, I want to be like you. So Nathaniel's basically saying that people are going crazy for crypto and they're making money and he doesn't really understand it.
And they are in the beginning, but it's just with everything, when you're an early adopter, you're more likely to be successful.
Yeah.
But as time goes by, it's babe, this cannot happen for everybody. It just can't.
And so we meet Ray Trapani, and he is the co-founder. So his lower third is co-founder of Central. Yeah. You can hear me. You can probably hear it from here. And he says he lied, he cheated, and now he's facing over 100 years.
Not Eddie Guerrero.
And he says, like, when he was younger, he wanted to be a criminal.
He says that. And he says that if he could have put it in his yearbook, he would have.
And I was like, usually criminal activities are things people fall into. Nobody wakes up and is like, oh, this is my ambition.
And I feel like there's a certain level of privilege you have to have to say, do you know what? I choose to be a criminal. Yeah. Not necessarily like I have to be a criminal.
Yeah.
Because unless his family was doing up mob life, but it did. They seemed like they just had businesses.
Oh, is that what your takeaway was?
Well,
yeah,
I think they were giving mob, but I'm just saying that for him, what I'm saying is for him to have wanted to be a criminal, it didn't come from nowhere. Mm. So either he came from a family of criminals or he came from a place where he didn't have to be a criminal and he decided, yeah, I want to be about this life.
Yeah. So one of his friends comes on and we hear this story about Ray and he kind of opens up with saying like,
oh, is this Andrew?
Yeah. Ray always wanted to be like from the streets, but he wasn't really about that life, essentially.
Yeah, he wasn't about that life. Like, he was a beg. Andrew says he was a beg.
Yeah. And Ray starts selling drugs when he's younger, and they're making like 5K a day. And it's basically like prescription medication, opioids,
Oxy,
all of that good stuff. Dan Schneider.
This is Dan Schneider.
I'm sorry, but that would never not kill me. Like, that would never not be a thing. Do you know what
I'm gonna go back and listen to that episode actually, because that makes me laugh.
I said it on the episode, but doesn't he remind you of Glenn from Superstore?
His voice.
Yes. Yeah. I'm rewatching Superstore currently.
Yeah, his voice.
That's
my
background, And Sandra.
Yeah, Glenn wouldn't have done all that Dan did. Glenn would have been like, well, if the Lord allows.
But Sandra is very annoying. I didn't realize how annoying she was the first time I watched it, but she is annoying. Girl, stand up.
She is.
So long story short, they're doing this. They're writing scripts, as they call it.
Yeah, they steal a prescription pad and then they get prescriptions and sell them and they make their money.
Basically. And so Ray gets caught and like immediately he rats out his mates.
Immediately.
Like it's like immediately. One like... And I'll rat you out. And he's the one that likes it. Like, he immediately rats out his mate. And, like, obviously, he ends up getting, into no trouble. But the guy's like, yeah, like, I got into trouble. And so did a bunch of other people.
And whether it's relevant, whether it's not relevant, it's definitely relevant. Andrew is a person of colour. Yeah. Ray is not.
Yeah. So he kind of says, look, Ray's a fucking snake. Like, he ain't shit, basically. And so we start to, and the thing is that like with Ray, we obviously know he's a criminal. He said it from the beginning, but
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And so also Andrew's like, oh, Ray has this like loyalty tattoo. And he's like, I don't know why he fucking has that. It's so ironic because he's not loyal at all.
Exactly. And I think this is where we start to see like that there's a bigger issue than him just being a criminal. Like you're actually a piece of shit.
And we're not saying like, oh, go and be a criminal. You're a good person. But like, some people are criminals, some people are pieces of shit, and some people are both. And some people are none, neither. Yeah. So, you know.
So, we see Ray in a fast car, and he's talking about sex, money, drugs, and how they release his endorphins. And it's just like, you're just the definition of like a douche. Like
is there nothing more to you? Like, I don't get it.
If you search douche on like, in the dictionary, his picture would be there.
And the synonyms: asshole, dickhead, prick, wasteman.
Yeah. All of the above. So in 2016, Ray partners with his mate Bert and his frenemy Sorby, and they set
like
up
literally
a,
frenemy.
Literally, the definition of frenemy. One thing that so many things are true in this documentary, but one thing that is for sure true is these men are a bunch of bitches. The way they bitch about each other, it's giving Mean Girls.
It's giving Real Housewives Regina confessionals. George, like, it's literally giving Real Housewives confessionals because it's
what
like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's giving Nini, Portia, Kenya, and what it's giving is Phaedra and Kenya when Kenya was messing around with Apollo. That's what it's giving. It's the same confessionals bitching and da 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 da. And what you know is your man had a da da for 5 cents because he da 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 da. Like, it's
what
giving.
What you will know is he needed $10 for a medium sized pizza.
It's giving
so you
that.
You could have a child. Child, check that.
People, I don't know why people don't understand that was the greatest read of ever. Like, people are like, oh, Phaedra went below.
I mean, it was very rehearsed. I think basically it's because it's Phaedra and because we didn't really like Kenya at the time, I was very like, it was very entertaining. But I don't think the substance of it was very like, ooh,
it was shaky. It was though. She basically said, bro, like, I know my baby daddy, you are going through sperm banks looking for a baby daddy and you don't know who your baby daddy is, so focus on that. You know, but what? I'm always Team Phaedra.
I get it. I'm not Team Phaedra. I'm just saying that, like, it was very rehearsed and but it was a classical. Mm-hmm. It was a classic, iconic Real Housewives moment that will live forever. And I give her that. Yeah, great.
It's in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, like, why you would set up a business with your friend and me, I don't know. But it's basically a luxury car rental business. And now we learn that Ray's granddad was like a mob boss, essentially. And Ray reaches out to his granddad for funding. So they've got this idea. They want to set up this business, but they need the money, the capital. So
do you know what I have here? He gets financing from his grandparents. Mafia? Question mark.
Well, that is quickly answered.
The wife is giving big ands, no?
Literally.
The grandma.
Grandma's like,
hey, what are you trying to say? He's in the mafia? No, I'm more in the mafia than he was.
What are you saying? He's in the mafia? No, I'm more in the mafia than he was.
And then they ask, like, what did your husband do? And she's like, oh, I don't know, something to do with, like, construction or something like that.
Yeah. Come on.
I was like, all right, girl, cool.
So the business does well. But the problem is the boys are spending more than they're making. Ray feels that Sorby and Bert are robbing him, especially as all the loans were from his family. So basically Ray has gone and gotten funding from all of his family.
Yeah, and at first I wasn't sure about this, but they clear it up later. But basically, yeah, it's literally just him. Like, it's obviously this documentary is about him, so maybe we're getting his point of view. But no, actually all the money just came from Ray's family. And so it's kind of wild for you to be like, Bert bought like a $2,000 dog.
Yeah,
like Sorby's going to Bahamas on luxury holidays. Like, what are you doing here? And this was actually a legitimate business, so they were making money, but they're just mismanaging funds.
And they could have gone really
again
far.
I will say this forever, that like, not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur or a business owner. Some of you 9 to 5, work your 9 to 5 and do your thing. Because entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's not.
Yep. And it's like, I get that these lot were spending, like, they were blowing money fast across, but so the fuck were you? Like,
exactly.
It's giving you're the complicit. Spider-Man mean. All of you are doing the exact all three of you are doing, so.
You're doing the same thing. So Ray's basically saying, it's my parents' money so I can spend it. No, nobody should be spending anything. It's not like he's being frugal and everyone else is going crazy. You're all mad.
So, this just shows you the depth of madness. They're down to their last 100
Girl.
Grand. Down to their last 100 grand, okay. Do something sensible with that 100 grand. No. Ray takes it to the casino and loses it all.
All of it.
Then he says he tries to die by suicide, but it doesn't work. But I don't see, like, obviously dying by suicide is very, you know, it's not great. But the thing with Ray is, I feel like he's missing a lot of empathy. Like, I kind of think he's a psychopath.
Yeah,
so I think he says some of these things to humanize him, but I don't know how
that he feels it.
Yeah,
He's saying what he thinks, or he's doing what he thinks. He's like cosplaying as a human. Like, oh, what would a human being do in this time?
Because
I
if
would do
you
this.
Really were a decent human being and you knew that was all of your family's money, you were not going to take the last 100 grand and go to the casino. Like, you're not going to do that, even if you're down baddest.
It's like there's delusion and then there's delusion. Like, you really said, you know what, the fam, you really think that, like, this is.
But he didn't think. He just did it for the shits and gigs. He didn't think.
Did it for the plot.
So for whatever reason, despite all of this, despite feeling like Sorby and Bert had robbed him, Sorby rolls in and he suggests they get into crypto. Knowing absolutely nothing about crypto, they decide, this is his frenemy. So there are three pillars of this thing. This is your frenemy. That's number one.
So Ray is pillar one, okay?
No. That's not the pillars I'm talking about. I'm talking about the problematic pillars of what they do next. Because Sorby is your frenemy.
But before that, can I just say, that Ray won, okay? Think of Ray here, and then there's Bert. Bert and Ray are friends, okay? Mm-hmm. Bert and Sorby are friends. Sorby and Ray hate each other, okay? they're the three that started the business. And I think that becomes very important later on with what happens to Bert. So I just want to lay the land that, yeah, they're friends, but they're only friends via Bert.
Okay, because I was going to say
back
this.
Back to your pillars.
So there are three pillars to this. Sorby and Bert, sorry, Sorby is your frenemy.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't fuck with each other.
You guys don't fuck with each other. You were in a business under duress via your friend. You know nothing about crypto. Okay, mm-hmm. Absolutely fuck all. Sorby has apparently stolen your money previously in a business venture that you understood. This one you understood. Mm-hmm. You knew luxury cars. You knew the market. You understood it. He stole your money. These are the three pillars. And then what you decide to do is, oh, I see all of this and I'm going to enter a business with this guy. And then I'm going to drop out the one person who was in this threesome that I fucked
exactly.
with.
Exactly. And drop out Bert. Can you imagine?
How poor can your judgment be? And Bert still looks but so hurt. And I'm like, I get it. It's painful. But are you not happy?
Yeah, but like this, they saved you though. They saved you.
Sometimes God this is saved doing, you. This is God. You know when they say God works in mysterious ways?
This is a mysterious way.
Because at the time when they were dropping him out, he probably was like, what the fuck is this shit? But now,
and then it seemed like they were so successful as well. So he felt like he was missing out. But now look. No criminal record that we know of.
I'm so exhausted. I wish we could end it here because
this
is a mess.
Documentary is just an exercise in white male privilege. Yeah, oh to be a white man, oh to be one.
I'm this close to setting up a cult.
To be one.
I'm that close.
I wish, and you know what? Not even just a white man with audacity. Mm. Oh my god!
Oh my god! So
for real,
they set up Centra. And Ray says,
our pitch to the world was that we were going to create a debit card where you'd be able to spend your cryptocurrency in real time, anytime, anywhere.
It was going to be almost like a bank within itself. You could do
everything. Yeah, like a bridge between crypto and real life.
But guys, I think I need to say this now because when you're watching it, it's not really obvious. So I'm just going to lay it out now. They go out to the world saying this is what they have and this is what they're creating. But this does not exist.
Right, the limit doesn't exist.
Exactly. So let me just put it out there because at first you're like, oh, like what's really dodgy?
Yeah,
but what's
exactly.
It's not clear, but what is
and
dodgy?
And they try and make it seem as if like, anyway, they get into it later, but yeah. Nothing
exists.
Is as it seems.
Yeah, it's like me telling you I own like a water brand and you're buying this, but the water, it doesn't exist. It does not fucking exist. So...
And also to prove that doesn't exist as well, all their like contracts and stuff, they just take from a company who's actually doing what they're trying to do. And they just hire someone on like Fiverr, Upwork to replace that company's name with their name. And then they use that as their paperwork. Just so that we have an idea, just so everyone's on the same page with how not real this thing was.
So first they start with like LinkedIn and all of them say they went to Harvard Business School.
Girl. He even had the jumper.
then they steal their company's website from another company. They just edit things. It's exact same thing. And then we meet Jacob. So he's a central investor and he was trying to make some money to have financial freedom. So let's take him and let's park him. He's an investor.
He'll come back later.
Michael Edwards is another investor. We haven't met him yet. But he was CEO, but he says he doesn't want to be involved in the running. He just believes in what they're doing.
He's older.
He's worked at different banks, literally. He just wants, you know, to be a figurehead. So they say, okay, we're going to make him CEO because he's an old white man. He looks knowledgeable and it's better than a bunch of kids running.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which in theory is a good thing. It makes sense.
It is a good thing. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So the ICO goes live, they've built up this thing and the ICO goes live and people start investing because this is how they're going to make the money to do more. And so then Sorby's like, yeah, we need to start getting a bit legit, like just a little bit, not all the way, like hold on, we ain't about to do anything like real, we're not about to do real work.
There's no morals involved.
Literally, just a little bit legit. So they get an office, they hire people and basically like Ray's saying like, yeah, all the people we hired basically thought that this shit was real.
It was real.
They really did not know that yeah, like
because they have offices. The offices have their branding. It looks like
a startup. I think
this is the case of them like starting to believe their lie, like so much.
It's made me think of so many startups I've wanted to work at. I've always really, really wanted to work at a startup. Like I just always felt like, oh, you learn so much. It's fast. Like it's forward thinking. Mm-hmm. Thank fuck, I didn't. The one remotely close to startup I ever worked at, and I will actually name and shame them, StockX. Don't ever, guys, don't ever fucking work for that. They are, I don't even care. They are racist. They are problematic. Don't work there. And after that, I was like, nah, established companies only. Like,
in her opinion.
Okay. Go if you like, enter. If you think it's just my opinion, enter. Don't cry, don't beg. When you meet what you meet. So we do meet Robert Farkas, and he is CFO. And basically, he becomes CFO because Sorby's sister is dating him. And he's a former stripper. He's kind of cute. He is. He's kind of...
What? He's kind of cute in this, in the documentary, like in as we see him today.
Yeah, yeah. Not,
he's kind of got
before.
A little fade. He's kind of like...
Yeah,
you know,
got some tats.
A bit more rugged.
I'd throw him some ass.
But before, in like the past pictures, I wouldn't have looked twice. But in the
He didn't have that thug like, okay. passion. He had that now. Yeah
a little bit.
Mm. And basically, like, Ray's like, yeah, he was completely under... qualified for the job, like he was a former stripper, like ain't no, and listen, ain't nothing
he
wrong.
Is giving Magic Mike,
yeah,
he is giving Magic Mike,
yeah, he does, and ain't nothing wrong, ain't no shame in that game. I'm just it's just that
exactly your past doesn't
and
have
some
to be your future.
go to business school, like what's his name from The Office, Ryan
started a fire.
But yeah, he just wasn't qualified for this job, like. And this is one of the jobs where you
was
lie.
Ryan was Ryan a stripper?
No, Ryan went to business school. That was the whole thing.
But I thought you meant that, like, oh, like some strippers can go to business school, like Ryan. And I was like, what? Did I miss that?
No. I meant more like how like Ryan went to business school.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Anyone can go.
Why is business school this thing? Like, even in what do you call it, Superstore, Thingy keeps going on about how he dropped out of business school as well.
Who?
The one that dates Amy.
Oh, Noah.
Yeah, is it Jonah.
Jonah, sorry. Same vibe.
Not Noah.
How can I say Noah and it triggered, it reminded you what his name was? Because they're the same vibe.
So Robert says Ray didn't do much of anything except spend money and do drugs. And this is believable.
And this is also underlying because like, it's sort of like a common thread throughout the documentary. It's like he's just high the whole time.
Yeah.
But we don't explicitly really say it until we start talking about rehab later on when it benefits him to be in rehab.
Yeah.
So just saying.
And like this guy's such a piece of shit. He's talking about somebody who wanted to buy into the company. So during the ICO, this guy gives him his something he's meant to give him. I don't understand the technical sides.
But he's meant to give him a passcode, but he gives him a password instead.
Exactly. The passcode is meant to allow him to retrieve the money he needs to do for the ICO. But the password then gives him access to this whole guy's crypto wallet.
Yeah.
And this and Ray drains it. And he was like, he was like, I didn't even need the money. I had
it was
millions.
100K.
Because like, I didn't need it. I had millions, but. And this is what I mean when I say to you guys, this guy is a psychopath. Like that, he doesn't feel empathy. Like,
and he's doing things, and he doesn't even know why he's doing it. So
yeah, he's just doing
do
them
anymore?
Evil because you're already millions that you've already robbed, and then this guy, nah.
So for me, this bit, I was like, you know, when they say like the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah,
like there's that. And I think that's true. But I also think what you're saying for Ren's, like this guy is psychopathic. Like whatever it is, if it's the psycho one or the socio one, either way, a path is involved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he is devoid of empathy. Like he just cannot understand. And we get into it more later on, actually. But this, when this happened, I was like, you didn't even have to. It's like, you know who you are when you're by yourself. Yeah. That's who you are. You're not proving yourself to anyone. You're not wearing a mask, nothing. In this moment, he has the password. He has access to this 100K that he doesn't even need. Again, this is him, the whole, like, I wanted to be a criminal. Because in this situation, someone who actually had to be a criminal. Okay, cool. You can't buy bread for your family. Maybe I'll take a cheeky 10K for some bread. Yeah. But like, you didn't even need it. Yeah. And you took it all.
It's
you
scary.
Took it all. Why did you do that?
It's for the shits and gigs.
Crazy.
So this next bit had me dead. They managed to get Floyd Mayweather to do a commercial. And it's like, yeah, of course it would be Floyd Mayweather. Like, I'm sorry, but of course. And so they pay him $200K in cash. And then $800K in central coins. And
so basically, they pay him $200K.
Yeah. And Ray's basically like, yeah, like, of course Floyd accepts it because he's not bright. And I can't defend Floyd.
Yep. Because these aren't the actions of a bright man.
But Ray is actually a douche. And then DJ Khaled also jumps on for some reason. That guy needs to sit. Do you know they had him promoting Weight Watchers?
Has he said anything about Palestine?
I don't know. I don't think so. But they had him promoting Weight Watchers. Like, be so for fucking real.
Wait, recently?
This was like, I'm sure it was last year. He was...
No, but there was a time when he was proper on his... Like, he was on
but he didn't lose
stuff.
Any weight. So what
and
were you
I
on?
Haven't followed him in... I haven't followed him since before COVID. And that's when he was on the treadmills.
I haven't followed him since Assad. Like, Assad, respond. But, bro, like, be so for real. And I mean, that's I crazy. Get it. Like, Weight Watchers should have people that are on their journey, not just...
That are actually on their journey,
but
yeah.
Be so for real. Be like, please.
You're throwing money away at this point.
So back to Nathaniel. I don't really like Nathaniel. He's a bit like, but whatever.
I don't mind. He's just doing his job.
He's not the worst person in this, but do you know what it is? I think I'm a bit of a psychopath for some reason, because sometimes when I'm watching like crime documentaries or things like that, I should be happy that the criminals are getting caught. But I find myself saying, oh, if you'd only just done this, you wouldn't have been caught. And that's what I found myself. Not that I agree with what these people.
Even for Ray.
No, I don't know how to explain it. I know what they're doing is wrong. And I don't think, and I'm happy that...
You basically are just like, oh, this is how you could have bettered your project, basically. Like, if you were going to do something,
yeah, like,
you
if
should
you're gonna
have
do
done
it,
it
do,
like this.
Literally, like,
yeah, but then
why?
What's that got to do with Nathaniel doing his job?
Because then, obviously, because I've become invested, I'm like, angry that he's, like, just stop,
he's
stop,
actually
stop.
Doing his job.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's actually doing his job.
I know. I don't
like,
know.
He's successful in the project.
But,
working.
I've seen this before. Other people have said it before. That when they're watching crime stuff, they find themselves saying, like, if only you'd
why
done this,
did you not,
yeah, then you wouldn't have been caught.
Yeah, but I think that, I feel like these guys were going to get caught because the whole, like, oh, why didn't you do this was like, why didn't you not do any of this? Like, why did this?
And they could have stopped, well, like, they could have just done the ICO and dipped. They had enough money to do that and maybe gone legit. Like, they...
This is the thing. They could have started off as what they did and then like found their way to legitimacy. Like,
I
that
don't think they
could have
because I don't think they understood it enough.
Exactly. But there you go. This is why they were never going to be successful.
What I more mean is they could have just taken the money from the ICO, dipped, and then gone and done something legit.
Like 78% of crypto people.
So Nathaniel, he's obviously investigating cryptocurrency and he's trying to do like an article on it, and then he like Centra comes up and he starts to investigate them, and he says like from the jump he feels like it's dodgy.
Mate.
So he reaches out to the company to have a conversation with them, and unfortunately this was where the origin of the downfall is. It's Robert that he speaks to, the CFO, and he's like, yeah, like, you know, we want to do an article on you guys, you know, what you're thinking, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, sure, it's New York Times, roll through.
At no point is he like, what's this article about?
And so he said, they send a photographer, the photographer takes pictures of all of these guys, and everything's all great. So first of all, Nathaniel calls Visa, because on the cards that these guys have on their website, the card provider is Visa. So it's just like when you have any bank, Monzo,
Visa,
this,
MasterCard,
Mega yeah, Express. It doesn't matter all of that. It says who the card, like the card provider is or whatever it is. So he calls Visa and asks them about the Centra cards. And Visa's basically like, yeah, like there's actually been no application for these cards. And that's wild because the whole point of your company is that you're providing people with cards that they can use and spend their crypto.
Exactly. And you can't put Visa's logo on your card if Visa don't even know that.
Exactly. So then he's like, what the fuck is going on? And then he calls them to have a conversation, and Ray's like, basically, shut the fuck up.
He's waffling.
He does not
And we hear
anything.
The recordings in the documentary, because obviously Nathaniel's a reporter. Nathaniel the reporter, and he has all the audio.
So they start getting heat about being a scam. So people are jumping in on like chat rooms and basically calling them a scam. And Sorby's getting like nervous and he's like, let's delete all this dodgy stuff. Da, 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 da. And the investors are getting nervous and they want to meet Michael Edwards because they're like, okay, this guy's a CEO. He's white. He's old. We trust him because he's white. He needs to come and say something. And then we know that this shit's legit.
Yeah.
And the boys are like, okay, what the fuck are they going to do? So Sorby sends a text and he's like, yeah, I'm going to kill the CEO. And they try to make it da, 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 but I've been known from time.
Shock. Horror. Well, as soon as they introduced us to Michael Edwards, I was like, this man does not exist.
Yeah.
The limo does not exist.
Well, I didn't think so at first, but then it was like about maybe a few minutes and I was like, yeah, this guy doesn't exist.
When why they were like, oh, Michael Edwards LinkedIn, I was like, this guy's fake, fam. Mm. This don't make no sense. Why did you go to your grandparents to ask for money if Michael Edwards was really real?
So the next thing, the boys put out a statement saying that Michael Edwards had died in a tragic car crash. And then lo and behold, we meet Michael Edwards. And his name is actually Dr. Andrew Halacco.
I'm sorry, and the way they did this, I'm sorry, yeah. I was like, goot, gagged, shocked. Because they literally, he dies, yeah, quote unquote dies. And then we see him walk into frame, yeah. And it's the same guy, the picture, the catfish, yeah, here. And he's like, oh, hi, I'm Michael Edwards, yeah. And it's like, like if this was on TV, there'd have been a break right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he comes and he's like, okay, no, actually, my name is Andrew Halacco. I'm a professor at uni. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did they find this guy? Like, imagine that email he got.
If Neve and Max could do it, then of course Netflix.
I mean, fair, to be honest, yeah.
So Ray says,
Michael Edwards was never even a real person. Not at all. We completely created him from scratch. The photos for Michael Edwards were just taken off Google. We just looked up old white guy.
Like,
of course he did.
Okay.
The bare minimum. You're so meaty. Like, you're so meaty. Yeah. There's nothing remarkable about you at all.
Imagine old white, and you just can't. Oh.
Good. A to B one.
So when Michael dies, they make Ray's grandfather CEO, and like apparently he like had cancer. He didn't care. Like, he was like, do whatever you want to do. Yeah,
which is
yeah. So this is what I mean. Like, he's a psychopath, man.
It's crazy.
So Jacob clocks this and starts calling them out, and he's like, "What the fuck
Jacob
is going on?"
Jacob being that investor that we parked last time.
Yeah. So we parked him. He clocks this. He's like, first of all, the CEO just randomly died when the company starts getting key. Then next thing, this guy CEO traces him. It was so easy for him to find a quick
this
Facebook
is your
search. And he's like, yeah, this is your grandpa. Like, it doesn't make sense. So what Centra starts doing is they start paying people off who are trying to expose them. Because there are many people, but Jacob's just the main one. But Jacob cannot be paid.
There's so many of these YouTube videos. Like, I love me a YouTube social commentary video, yeah. And there's so many of them. And there's even one that I saw where they reference like the whole Floyd Mayweather, DJ Khaled, like all them lots getting in trouble. Anyway, that comes later. But yeah, like I was at this bit, I was like, I would make a YouTube video about this just so that they could pay me off. And I'd be like, yeah, great. I'll take my video down. Give me that money. Let me buy me a house. You know,
bro.
I don't know how north my moral compass would be facing at this stage. But Jacob actually has skin in the game. It would be facing south. Jacob actually has skin in the game because he's invested money. So it's kind of like,
yeah, but they could just pay him back his money, but he wasn't on it.
Yeah.
He was on
and
it.
I guess it becomes the principle then, doesn't it?
Yeah, because he's a military man, so he apparently has principles. I don't know. So next thing, Centra gets like this investment from a South Korean company called
Bissett. Random as hell. How did we get
Random.
Here?
They don't even fucking know what this company does. There's not a lot on them, but they're willing to invest. Cool. And they gave them $5 million with a plan to invest more once things start working. So Sorby's like, yeah, okay. We need to go a little bit more legit. We're not going all the way legit, but a little bit more. So they create a fake...
Not even we have to go more legit. We just have to appear more legit.
Yeah. So they create a fake app. And basically the premise of this app is that when you tap your Centra card, it's meant to look like it's spending money from your Bitcoin. Yeah, the balance goes down.
It updates your balance.
Yeah. But really what it's doing is it's pulling money from your debit card and they've manipulated the face of the app. So that's what's being affected, not your Bitcoin. So they're creating all of this stuff, getting ready for Sorby to go to South Korea. Sorry, not North Chow.
No, never North Chow.
Never North. But I would really like to go just to see.
Yeah, like, that would be the last thing you see.
Okay. What the fuck is going on there? Did they even get COVID? Like, what the fuck is actually going on there? No, but
seriously.
Do you
think they got COVID? They probably didn't.
And there's this running joke that there was one person that there was only one case of COVID and he was shot. Like, this joke was circulating during COVID. I don't want to say who he was shot by before that one comes to find me. But I just want, I'm so intrigued. I've heard they don't have cars there. I've heard, like, you the government decides your jobs. I've heard
everything
everyone has the
rumor,
same haircut.
And that's why it's so intriguing. What if they're really, like, living the life la vida over there?
Literally, what if they're really liberal? Like, they have all access to everything and we just don't know. Because has anyone ever left?
Well, I mean, maybe that tells us all we need to know.
Other than the president himself or whatever he calls himself. Apparently their religion is, like, him. And he's been in power for so long as well. How old is he?
How old is he?
I don't fucking know, because he looks, he has the face of a 12-year-old, but he has
to
be old. Yeah,
he has porcelain skin.
He has to be older than that. But I feel like since I've been alive, it's been him. There wasn't anyone else.
Has it been
else.
Him the whole time?
I feel like since I've been alive, I've never heard of another leader. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is going on there? Does he have clones and they keep...
With North Korea, I just feel like it's none of my business. Like, if they wanted me to know, I would know.
Nah, I have got to know. I wonder if you can book a flight there. Can you? No.
Try.
Now?
I'm not going to. I don't want my brows up.
Oh, no. I don't want my brows history, man. No, I don't want my history. MI5 rocking up in here asking me if I'm
go.
If I'm an agent. Can you imagine? All because of podcast. Nah.
Can you imagine? Please.
Sorry, that took a very weird turn because we are in South Korea, not even North. So I don't know what.
South Korea. That's it.
Yeah. So they create this fake app. And then when he goes to, he's meant to go to South Korea and test it in front of these investors. Mm-hmm. And when he gets there, the whole thing is they're live. And when he's going to pay for something, they're meant to immediately update the app. Yeah. And they're clicking update and it doesn't work. And then next thing, everything goes offline.
No signal, nothing.
They don't hear from Sorby for ages. They're thinking they've killed this guy, blah, blah, blah. Next thing, Sorby comes back and he texts them. He's like, yo, like, it didn't work. But they're actually on board with the whole dodgy nature of this. And they're going to invest 15 million.
Is this not strange? I mean, because, to what end, though?
Not given the context. Because the what end is, you're meant to just get more investors and make more money for them. They don't care about how you're doing that shit.
I mean, well.
So Nathaniel releases his article. And the whole premise of this article is talking about celebrities who are endorsing crypto. And it's an investigative article. And obviously, he's plastered all of Centra and their pictures and all whatnot all over this article. And this is a down beginning of the end for them.
This is the beginning of the end.
So as things are crumbling, as they would after this article, there's this bit where Ray and Robert are talking shit about each other. And
infighting. I said not infighting.
And the camera does this funny thing where, or the producers do this funny thing where they go like from Ray saying one thing and then Robert
saying
another.
Yeah, it's so
shady. Honestly.
No, because Ray does this thing where, like, he's blaming Robert for the article because he's like, oh, why didn't Robert vet the New York Times? And at the same time as I think this, the interviewer's like, well, why didn't you ask? And he's just waffling. It's like, no one wants to take any accountability. And why didn't you ask? Robert didn't ask. Okay, cool. Why didn't you ask? Did you not also think?
Rob was like, he probably can't even remember the whole of that year. He was fucking high.
Literally, that's when he really started getting the nitty-gritty.
So these lot have claimed that they've had like legal counsel that have been advising them and making sure they're abiding by the SEC.
This
and it's like, fuck off. Anyways, it turns out that their legal counsel was also scamming them.
Yeah.
You know, when you lay with dogs, you get fleas. And he was just some student that was faking emails, faking letters and giving them bullshit information.
Advice. Literally.
Yeah. That was a whole mess. And he's like the leader of like Kids for Trump or something like that. I don't remember what
it was. Oh yeah, they dropped that in there.
Mm. So things are falling apart at this point, as the SEC, FBI, everything else is... did I ever tell you about the things fall apart debacle with my mum?
The brothel with your mum?
Debacle.
Oh, debacle, no.
So when my mum first told me about the book, she was the first person to tell me about the book. So she said, oh, you really need to read this book called Things Fall Apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who's Lepat? Because she said things for Lepat. And I was like, who's Lepat? Like, is it about a girl that has things? And she was like, things fall apart. And I was like, yeah, I hear you, but who is Lepat?
They hate that.
Is it
they
French?
They hate that.
No, but genuinely, I actually didn't understand what she was talking about because I hadn't
no,
heard
No, but
of
that
book.
Happens sometimes. My mom would say, I've been speaking English longer than you. Hey, how can you tell me you don't understand me?
I was like, bro. She was like, and she kept saying, things fall apart. And I was like, yeah, bro, I can hear you. I don't under, like, is, who is Lepat? Is it a French
it's
book?
It's not the volume. It's the pronunciation, I
said,
oh, babe.
I said Lepat. Like, when they say le, like the. So things for the pat. Like, what? She said, things. I said, mommy, search this thing for me on the internet. She searched. I said, things fall apart. Is that?
Oh, because you speak English.
She said, oh, get out of here, you stupid girl. If you like, don't read the book. If you like, read it. It's just like, all of her and her friends, they all used to work in this like company in Nigeria called Arthur Anderson. Okay.
Called what?
Arthur Anderson.
Okay.
For years, I thought it was just like, oh, Arthur Anderson. All of them say this, like, oh, Arthur Anderson. It was some American accounting firm that had a branch in Nigeria back when Nigeria was popping. Arthur Anderson. So one day she was telling us about some big scandal, because I was even asking her, well, what happened to the company? Like, blah, 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 why'd you leave?
Yeah.
She said, oh, is there some big scandal, blah, blah, blah. So I said, oh, let me go and read up about this. I was typing Arthur Anderson. I couldn't find this company. I said, mummy, for the fact I couldn't find it, I don't know why all of you lots were working there, yeah. And I said, no, you're not typing it right. She went to type it. Arthur Anderson, guys. Arthur Anderson.
This is with, like, when I was younger, and they would say, like, oh, Port Harcourt, yeah. I didn't realize it was Port Harcourt, yeah, until...
No, forget that one.
Until, like, I was in my teens, yeah.
But like, you actually can't go to Nigeria and start saying Port Harcourt. You have to say Port Harcourt.
I would never say that. Obviously, I get what it is, but I didn't realize, like, if I was to type it in.
Of course.
You type in Port Harcourt. There's a port.
Yeah.
In my head, it was Port Harcourt, one word.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
So
because
I
why
still
not?
Will pronounce it the way that it's pronounced, but like for me to realize all my days it's actually a port. Yeah. Like, that's why.
For so long, I knew how it was spelt because I've been there a few times, but it never, like, I don't register that it was a port because Port Harcourt, and that's what it is.
It's just one word.
Even when I'm in Nigeria, that's why I say Port Harcourt. I'm not going I'm not going to say
port. Of course.
There's no point. It's redundant.
But it was just such a revelation when I was like, oh my God.
Or is it, it's a port. Is it Machet. That is how we grew up saying machete.
Oh, my mom says a magician.
Or Fuel. Fuel is the funniest one because it's like, it's not even spelt with a W. So why are you
where
saying...
Where is the W? Why did you get... How did we get here? Like,
I don't understand. It's Fuel. Like, it's spelt... It, for of all the English words, it's actually spelt how it's pronounced. And you're saying Fuel. Now my mom just says, oh, filling station. Because she doesn't want the smoke.
Can't she say petrol station?
Just a filling station.
It's so funny. Like, it's like sometimes, like, it's like I'm actually not even being like facetious or rude or whatever. Like, no. I literally, like, I'm just repeating what it sounded like to me. It's like, no, if I was trying to speak Igbo, if I was trying to speak Yoruba, like, I would be saying shit wrong.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But most times I actually don't, like, what is things full apart? What is Arthur Anderson? Like, what are these things? Because they are, like, concepts I don't understand.
I don't understand. And it's when you're trying to, like, spell them. Like, I'm... Mm. Yeah, anyway.
Mummy, I love you so much.
So you're much.
The queen of my heart. My world revolves around you, but you are... You're a 10 out of 10,
Lepat.
Babe.
Lepat.
You are Lepat.
Who is
you
she?
Are the Lepat. Oh, anyways, I don't even know how we got here, but yeah. Oh, yes, because things are falling apart.
Things are falling apart, yeah. Yeah. Things fall apart, Lepat.
Literally, Lepat, your time has come.
This is
so
for you.
Everyone is investigating them. And Ray basically goes to Sorbian. He's like, look, let me take money from Centra to pay off the Miami Exotic debts, because Miami Exotic is the name of the luxury car company. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. And he's like, and I thought that debt had been paid off because they've been having cash.
Yeah, like, but they've been spending cash.
So he's like, please, let me take some money from here to pay off the debt to my family. And Sorby says no. So Ray's like, okay, fuck you then, I'm stepping down. And he steps down and starts taking money out of the company.
And does he give it to his family? We never find out.
No.
And so, the thing is that Sorby saying no is actually bad man, yeah? But Ray would have done the exact same thing.
Of course.
He would have done the exact same thing if the roles were reversed.
Of course. So at this point, Ray's granddad dies, and then Ray goes on a drug-fueled bender. Sorby gets arrested, and then so does Ray. Yeah, and then Ray basically gets told, look, if he cooperates, it would help his case.
And does this sound familiar to you guys? Yes, it fucking does. Because in the very beginning, he snaked Andrew and cooperated, and that led to no consequences for him whatsoever.
Exactly. So he agrees. And also, I just want to point out that at this point, like Ray, during this documentary, Ray is awaiting sentencing. So we don't know. We know he's in trouble. We know he has legal trouble, but we don't know what the
outcome is.
Yeah. So he agrees. And basically they're like, look, before we can get anything out of you, you need to clean up because you are high as a kite. So go to rehab. And Ray's like, yeah, he's been to rehab many times, but this is the one time. He
13, got to okay. be specific.
Congratulations. So we're now live and it's sentencing day.
And yeah, it's the 4th of November, 2022, which wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. But also, mind you, whilst all of this is happening, Ray is really well-dressed. He's getting a designer suit tailored. Like, he does not look like somebody
who... Do you know
what
it is to get a suit tailored?
He doesn't look like it's somebody whose funds are frozen, which exactly. they should be. So it's sentencing day. Ray is married. He has a pregnant wife. Again, this is all weird. She's dodgy as fuck because mm-hmm. why? And Ray says,
if you work with the FBI, they work with you, and you kind of, you know, it just requires complete honesty.
I gave the FBI enough to be able
face.
To put Sorby away for 8 years. And fuck us away. So he doesn't talk like that, but it's given, you know.
My wives.
Yeah. And I think he's Italian. I don't know. So on-screen text tells us that Sorby was sentenced to 8 years and Farkas 1 year. So obviously Farkas, I feel like he's been done his sentencing because he is out.
Yeah.
So live, we hear that Ray gets sentenced to time serve. And the judge basically says, like, she gives this long speech, but she basically says it's because his cooperation was extraordinary and she doesn't want to disrupt the positive path that he's on.
I don't understand this at all. Like, I don't get it.
Everyone is basically like, but I do get it, because if you look at Ray's track record, he's clean. The first thing, when he was younger with the drugs, no trouble.
Yeah, clean.
Miami Exotics, no trouble. Here, he got caught, he's cooperating, he's telling them everything, they tell them all where all the bones are buried. So he looks like this clean guy that made one mistake, but chose to do the right thing. So of course he's getting off. Of fucking course he's getting off. And he probably spun the whole thing in a way that it wasn't even his doing. Like, because yeah. I guess...
Like Sorby, he was a passenger.
Yeah, Sorby for the most part was...
The face, the really. Yeah. He was the one doing all the video, Instagram lives, and all the that. Interviews, yeah. all that stuff, yeah.
And poor fucking Farkas, I really don't believe he knew what the fuck was going on. I don't even think he understood
Robert was barely there. Like, he literally was a face. He might as well have been Michael Edwards.
I don't even think he knew what the legitimate concept of the business was. Like, genuinely, I don't actually think he knew, like, what they were actually meant to be doing, what Trying were the do, criminal yeah. activities. So everyone's basically saying that this is so fucking insane because of all the people that were sentenced or convicted yep. in this crime. Ray is the one that everyone believes will be back in federal prison.
100% if he hasn't already.
I 100% believe that he probably... I'm going to Google him after this. So Ray basically doesn't disclose what happened to all of his money, but on-screen text tells us that the judge ordered him to pay 2.9 mil to the victims. And 2 months after sentencing, he buys a new house. Girl. And it's all weird because, like, how did you buy that house? You're meant to have your funds frozen and be paying 2.9 million. And Ray's mum is a massive enabler because they're asking
her. She is giving boy mum of the worst kind.
They're asking her how, nobody can articulate how this guy has money to buy a house. She's saying, oh, that his father-in-law co-signed. But it's like, again, how can he afford it? Mm. And she's like, oh, are you trying to imply to me that he's doing criminal activities? If you make him look bad, you and I are going to have a problem. But like, what positive light can you spin on your criminal son?
And nobody has to make him look like a scumbag because he does that all by himself. That's who he
is. He can do
bad
all by himself.
And it's like, even if that's not how you raised him, that's how he turned out. That's who he is right now as we stand. That's who he is. Your son is a scumbag.
So
I can't pick my camera up and suddenly he transformed into a scumbag if that's not who he already is.
Yep.
So how are you coming to threaten Mr. Filmmaker who's just doing his job because your son's a scumbag?
I can see why he ended up the way he ended up.
Bro. And the thing is that his mum is so adamant, yeah, that Sorby hid money. He's like, oh, he's going to do his time and come out. So you're adamant that Sorby hid money, but you can't fathom that your own son, who is free, hid money and is accessing that money.
Anyways, I'm going to Cayman Islands, so I'll be on the lookout for any offshore accounts to rob.
Yeah, be doing that. Might need to dig somewhere.
But look, on-screen text tells us that none of the investors have been paid back. So
of course not.
I guess we now know how Ray bought his house.
And Ray started a new business, saying that he's offering people in need loans 50% interest.
Are you fucking?
So you're a loan shark. So you're a loan shark.
Oh,
and then
God.
Sorby denies everything and says that he'll tell his story when he's out. So I'm just like, is there going to be like a Bitcoins too? The con thickens.
But do you know what? I'm actually over this. They're Real Housewives, like, bullshit. I'm not interested in what Sorby has to say. I'm not interested because I don't even believe
and
what
time
Ray's...
And passed.
Yeah, and also I don't believe what Ray's saying anyway. So it's not like, oh, Ray's saying these things and like, I believe him and that's the version I... Like, I just think all of you are fucking scammers.
And
so
I think they're both
mad.
Yeah, they're literally equally yoked. They hate each other because they're the same person.
My husband was so angry because he was like, I fucking hate shit like this. Like, stop giving criminals, like,
a platform.
And I was like, shut the fuck up. You're from Nigeria. The whole premise of that country is criminals having platforms.
It's criminals and platforms.
I'm not trying to hear it. But in fairness, I understand. Because you watch this and it glamorizes them. Like, so, like, Ray is now a thing.
Yeah, and also, like, someone out there is like, oh, I want to be a criminal. I want to be like Ray. Like, even if you get caught, like,
yeah, like, it looks glamorous.
It does look glamorous. I just love the full circle moment of like literally what happened the first time he was involved in like crime and he was rewarded for snitching and getting off, and the same thing happened like later on in life. Like, it's just so by the time this documentary ended, yeah, I was annoyed. I was irritated. I was like, this don't make no sense. He didn't get any time served. Okay, cheers, man, while he was waiting to be sentenced or whatever. Like, come on, man. But yeah, now it's time for...
The real crime, I think, was the beard.
Our segment where we focus on something during the documentary that may not be criminal, but we definitely consider to be a crime. Have you got one?
I think it was just old white guy search and you came up. That shit is rude, man.
That was so rude.
It's basically saying you're generic. You could be anyone.
You could be anyone. Yeah.
You could be fucking anyone.
But that's really Google being shady, because why did you choose that? Mine was basically Sorby was having an interview with this investor guy who was basically getting onto Centra saying like, oh, you guys are scammers, yeah. And he is like, oh, so there's what, like 51, 52 states? And I was like, brother, how do you not know that there's 50 states? It's your country.
Still continue to invest because somebody that doesn't know how many states there are, how is this person understanding the complex world of crypto?
Anything else? Yeah.
I also think another one is the fact that, like I said, I don't believe Rob knew what they were meant to be doing legitimately. I genuinely don't think.
So basically, the real crime is that Rob is stupid.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but there's never been someone less qualified for a job than Rob was.
He's
like,
so oblivious.
He's, don't get it twisted, he's sexy, and that stripping was the right path. Like, he was on the right path there. He should have stayed the course.
Derailed him.
Like, this is crazy. I really don't believe he knew. Like, if you asked him, what was the company meant to do? I don't think he knew.
And I don't think he didn't know because it was a scam. I think that he didn't know because he just didn't understand.
Didn't know. Like, I don't think he knew.
Regardless.
Like, honestly, go back to stripping, honey. Like, you were on the right path, like, for reals.
But yeah, would you recommend them watching it?
Yeah, for the aesthetics.
Yeah, it's I feel like the filmmakers put like a lot of work into it, and I really want their work to be rewarded.
I feel like it's not something you need to sit and watch. Like, you can watch it whilst you're cooking or something, but watch it in the sense that aesthetically it's pleasing.
Agree. But yeah, shout out to you, sis, for the recommendation. Appreciate it.
Let us know if our thoughts were in line with what you
with your feeling. Thoughts. Okay, so next we are doing a credits episode, as is the new format. We are doing it about this BBC Africa Eye documentary that came out about TB Joshua. That bitch Joshua. Tuberculosis Joshua. That motherfucker. We're doing that. It's a 3-part series available on YouTube. And it's actually, I'm going to put the trigger warning here, because it's like cult vibes, sexual assault, coercion, violence.
Probably every trigger warning.
All the
going,
things,
really.
Yeah. All the bad warnings. Things, yeah. Yeah. All the bad things. So we're just going to
men.
Yeah, men
trigger
of God.
Warning. We need to start doing trigger warning, men.
Yeah. yesterday, so we were watching Traitors. I don't know if anyone else is watching Traitors this season, yeah. But like, if you are, message me. We'll discuss. And so there's one guy, some white guy, who is just fucking getting on my nerves, yeah. No spoilers, but he is. And so like, me, the love of my life, and my sister have a group chat, so we were talking about it, yeah. And so then my boyfriend was like, oh, white men. And then I was just like, men.
Don't try to other yourself.
Yeah, no, don't try to other yourself. You are one of them. You are one of them.
You are. Oh, with that's your so cute. Chromosome. You guys have a group chat. That is so
yeah,
cute.
My sister made it randomly. It's actually very cute. But yeah, Traitors, are you watching it?
No. Where is it on?
Oh, you should watch it. It's on BBC.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. Did you watch the last season?
No. I don't even know what this show. I've never heard of it.
Okay, so basically, yeah. It is like, you know the game Mafia? Well, speaking of Mafia. Mafia where, like, you have the villages and the Mafia, and there's only a few Mafia, and, like,
no,
you
I don't
play
know.
In school. Okay, so basically, the premise of the game, yeah. We'll just talk about Traitors. So there's a group of people. I think there's, like, 20, 22 of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Normal people from all over the UK. Normal people, okay? And so then there's... Some of them are chosen to be traitors, and some of them, and the rest of them are faithfuls. Mm-hmm. So the faithfuls are normal people like you and I, great, whatever. The traitors convene every night and decide which of the faithfuls they're going to kill, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then in the morning, when everyone comes down to breakfast, the person who has been killed doesn't come down anymore, so they're dead. So everyone's like, oh, a scandal, someone is dead, right? Mm-hmm. And then every evening they have a banishment ceremony around the table where everyone basically goes, I think you're a traitor. I think you're a traitor. I think you're a traitor. This is why, this is why, this is why. And like, only the traitors know who the traitors are. And so there starts to be like infighting, and people are like being suspicious and all that kind of stuff. In the first few episodes, there's nothing really to go off except, in my opinion, unconscious bias. But as episodes go on, you start to clock people's behavior and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of like, and then obviously there's challenges throughout the way because they need to win money. At the end of it, if the traitors win, they split the money. Obviously, there's more money
is
for
this
each person.
Is this a game show?
Yeah, it's like a game show, kind of. But game show just seems to trivialize it. It's a bit more than that. It's like, yeah, it's real people. It's not like a drama or anything.
Oh. And so then, but somebody doesn't really die.
No, they don't actually die. No,
oh, okay.
They just get sent home.
Like a TV, like a, okay.
No one dies. No blood is shed. But then if the traitors win, obviously there's less of them. So they split the money between less of them. Mm-hmm. And the more faithfuls die, the closer the traitors are to winning. Mm-hmm. It's so good, guys. I'm telling you, it's on BBC iPlayer.
Okay, I will watch.
There's 4 episodes out at the moment. And there's one tonight. So we need to be done with this so I can catch it.
Okay.
But yeah, in the meantime, between time, you can catch us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube at 2girls1doc.
Yep.
TikTok is at 2girls1doc podcast. Where can they find you?
Instagram, 4endsafoodie. Oh, and TikTok as well. Same thing.
4endsafoodie. You can find me on TikTok at bd.mp4. And also here next week.
Yay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Share with a friend. Rate us if you haven't already, but just rate us 5 stars because we need to get our average up because there were some haters, I guess, in the past, because now we're 4.6.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're 4.6, which is like okay, but also it could be higher than that. Let's strive for greatness.
Let's get the ratings up.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.